Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse of the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called the Asuli Migdash. The Rebbe went ahead and said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Truma. That year was the sixth day of the month of Adar, in the year Tavshin Mem Zayin, 39 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in this week's Torah portion which says, the Asuli Migdash, you to make to me a sanctuary, V'shachanti b'soicham, I'm going to dwell amongst them. And the previous Rebbe points out, in a Chassidic discourse, with this title, in the year Tavshin Dalid, we have to understand, it says, V'asu li migdosh, you to make to me a sanctuary, singular. And then it says, V'shachanti b'soicham, I'm going to dwell amongst them, plural. There's only one migdosh. It should have said, V'shachanti b'soicham, I'll dwell in that migdosh. So what does it mean, b'soicham? That's question one, number one. Also, this that it says, the asu li, you're going to make to me a migdash. So he brings the teaching of Chazal, that anytime it says li to me, it's forever. No, it's forever. It doesn't move. Not in this world, not in the world to come. And he obviously referring to the base of migdash. Like it says, the asu li migdash. So he asks a simple question, one second. Today we're in exile, and we don't have the base of Mikdash. So what does that mean that it doesn't move? Not in this world, not in the future, we're not in the world to come. So he explains that this, what it says, the also the Mikdash, you should make the Mikdash. That means every single Jewish person has to make a Mikdash, a sanctuary, which means a place where Hashem is going to dwell. And this holy place is a house of holiness where, in the heart of every human being. And that's why it says, v'shachanti b'soicham, plural, because in the heart of every single individual, there's a base of Mikdash. And that's the main intent, that the human being should be a mishkan. We should all be a dwelling place for Hashem. And as we should be a machoin l'shiftoi, that godliness should dwell in our soul in a revealed way. Sure, God's in our soul, but God should dwell in a revealed way. And what does it mean that's going to last forever? That means literally. In other words, that even though right in the beginning, when you make it, it's in a way that'll last forever. It's not going to change. And the same thing also referring to the spiritual work of every single person, that every single person's work has to be in a way where it's not going to change. In other words, it's not only referring to that it's going to last forever, but the intent is not only the quantitative part, but the way, the qualitative part of the serving Hashem, that when you're serving Hashem, it's with such power and such strength that it's not going to change, because when you're so connected, nothing ever goes away. So in other words, what he's explaining is, when it says we should make the Amigdash, referring to in every single heart, we should do it in a way that we do it, it's real and it will last forever. And he continues on the Chassidic discourse, that all the different levels that took place in the Beit HaMikdash, in the vessels and the curtains, which, what does that mean practically in a spiritual level? The vessels we call pnimius, the internal part. The curtains is called the makif, and the thing that hovers over, every single person has, and by doing, working on our internal powers and our external powers, we become a vessel that God should rest in us in a revealed way. What does that mean? So it's like to explain that in the Chassidic discourse of the Tzemach Tzedek, in his classical works called the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Book of the Mitzvot, and the same thing also in the Chassidic discourses of the Mittler Rebbe, and he explains that the main idea of making the Mikdash is that God should be revealed by the Jewish people. And that's why we were instructed to make this on the same level of the way things flow, the way things flow from the infinite, from the essence of the infinite part of Hashem, that there's two ways that the godly energy flows. You have, when you draw down makif lights that hover over, they're too powerful to internalize, and then you have the internal lights, and you're able to internalize them. And Hashem wanted to make a dwelling place down in this world, just like the beginning of the way things flow from the infinite part of Hashem, and therefore He instructed us to make the Mishkan on this level, and as which means the curtain, which is the part that hover over the planks of the Mishkan, which is and which is compared to the external lights, and then the vessels, which are the internal lights. And unfortunately, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, every single person could bring down the external light and the internal light, the Oris Makif and the Oris Primim, through our spiritual work. And as we can bring down, through our work, the lights, the powers, the energy that exists in the Beis Hamikdash and in the vessels. Why? Because in every one of our souls, we have the power of the external lights, which is comparative to the Yerios, the curtains, and we have the internal lights, which is comparative to the vessels. Because basically, what is the Yerios? What is the external lights? That is when we work and we connect to Hashem above logic. And the vessels, that's when we connect to Hashem with logic. So there's two ways to connect to Hashem. The Oiris Makifim, which is above logic. You connect to Hashem just because. And then you connect to Hashem with logic. That's the internal part. And he continues on in the Tzemach Tzedek, in his classical works, in Sefer HaMitzvot. And he says, based on this, we'll understand, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu commanded in Parshas Truma to make first the vessels, and afterwards to make the curtains. And Bezalel did this the opposite. He made first the curtains, and then he made the vessels. And we know what Chazal tell us, that when Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Bezalel to make first the vessels, the ark, and the other vessels, and of the Mishkan, so that's what he told Bezalel. So, because why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the leader of the Jewish people, he tells him, you when you build a house, you first build a house, and then you put the vessels inside. Maybe it's possible that Hashem told you to make the Mishkan first, and then afterwards the vessel. And then he told him, oh, but Tzel, Kale, you're 100% right, you have to first make the house, and then you make the vessels, not like I originally said to make the vessels and then make the house. And he explains over there that Bezalel basically is telling him that, you know, when things flow and say the Rishtalshlos from one world to the next, from the infinite part of Hashem, so what do you first have? First you have the Oiris Makifim, the lights that hover over, and then you have the internal lights. So therefore you need to have the Arias first, the curtains, which is Makif, and afterwards you have the vessels. And there's, you can add, the same thing also applies on a spiritual level. Because like we explained before, that what is the Arios? What is the curtains on a spiritual level? That's when we connect Hashem above logic. What is the vessels? That's when you connect Hashem with logic. Now, what's the proper approach? That first, you need to connect Hashem above logic. And then you go with logic. And like we see practically every single day, what's the first call of the hour when we get up in the morning? Moidani, we accept. That's not logic. Accept means you're accepting, which means you're serving Hashem without logic. And in that level, everybody's equal. And then you have the internal part where you comprehend, then you meditate, and that's what you say after is the 18 blessings, the morning blessings, and then you make the blessings on the Torah, and then you learn Torah, and we know that the Talmud is great because it brings it to action, and because that's on the level of what? Of logic. And that's why it says, V'asu li migdash, you should make the migdash, v'shachant misar, I'm going to dwell amongst you, because this spiritual work of making the Mishkan, that's always, and it applies to every single person. And that's why Chazal tells, doesn't say B'soichoi in it, only in the Mishkan, but B'soichon plural, because it's referring to every single person. And like explained in the Chassidic discourse of Tav Shin Dalet, that we mentioned before, that according to Rashi says, L'shmi, for my name, it's referring to which name? Yudkei Vavkei. And like it says, Ani Hashem Hu Shmid, my name is Yudkei Vavkei. Because the name Yudkei Vavkei is an essential name, and it's the explicit name, and it's the exclusive name. And because it's Yudkei Vavkei, there's no changes. And that's why it says, anytime it says Vashal Li, it doesn't change, because there is no changes. Now, Chazal tell us that it says, it doesn't say besoichoi in it, but it says besoichon in every single individual. What does that mean? That it's referring to every single person, men and women. And like it's, like he explains in the end of the Chassidic discourse in the year of Tav Shin Dalet, that every single Jewish person, men, women, are obligated in building the Beis Hamikdash. And the same thing also in donating to the Beis Hamikdash. And the Mishkan, the woman participated. And the contrary, that the woman brought more than the men. So the men were secondary to the woman. And Rashi also says that the men brought only a secondary to the woman. And when it came to giving the Torah, Rashi says, just tell the woman, and afterwards only told the men. You see that the men come after the woman. Why is that? Because this idea of making the Mishkan in the heart of every single individual is a mitzvah which is a constant mitzvah. Just like there are six mitzvahs which are steady: faith in Hashem, love for Hashem, being in awe of Hashem, which is all mentioned in detail in the Sefer Achinuch of the mitzvahs which are that exist always. So therefore, because it's a mitzvah which is always, it applies to women as well. And even though they're exempt from mitzvahs that have their time constrained, but these are always. And to point out what the Rambam writes in the laws of tshuva, that when you teach the woman, you teach them to serve Hashem out of awe for Hashem, and not to get a reward. And when they're up till they get wiser, and they're going to get even more scholarly, then you teach them more secrets of Torah, and you train them slowly until they come to the level of what? Of serving Hashem from love. So you see that they learn about the awe of Hashem, then they learn about the love of Hashem. So you see from here that that this work of serving Hashem from love and awe applies to women as well. And not only that, by the proper education, they're going to reach the highest level of serving Hashem out of love, like in reference to what it says in reference to Avraham Avinu. Now, even though the Rebbe says 1 second, but the fact is the expression usually says b'soich kol echad ve'echad, into each and every individual, and doesn't say male and female, echad ve'achas. It says echad ve'echad, which is referring to the male. But the Rebbe says we find even more than this, because it says in the verse, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am God, the God." You shouldn't have any gods. So besides the fact that it says in the single term, but it also says in Zohar, in male. But the fact is, we know that it's referring to even to women as well. Now, this that Anoichi, I am God, your God, and lo yilecha, you shouldn't have any gods. We know it's the source of all the positive commandments, and also the source of all the negative precepts. So the same thing also in our case. When it says besoich kol echad ve'echad, the intent is male and female. And the reason why Rebbe says that, he's underscoring, he's making sure to point it out right now, even though that it was not underscored before in the Chassidic discourses, because this unfortunate negative press about this. And since some people actually sadly say the opposite, which is the opposite of Jewish law, so Rebbe says, I'm taking upon myself, and Rebbe says in Yiddish, to point out that when it says that you should make a sanctuary, it's referring to women as well. And I'm not coming to say something revolutionary new, because at least people should at least stick to the old stuff. But I want to underscore that people should not make a mistake to think that to making a mikdash only applies to men, it applies to women as well. Now, the power to go ahead and make a mikdash, where do we get that? From Moshe Rabbeinu. And like it says in the Parsha, the Torah portion, the upcoming Torah portion, and actually it's read on the Shabbat, on Shabbat, what does it say? The Atah Tetzaves B'nai Yisrael, you Moshe Rabbeinu command the Jewish people. What does command mean? One means command, but Tzavos comes from create the connection. Tzavos of a Chibur, the connection, that Moshe Rabbeinu connects with every single Jewish person. And not only that, more than that, Moshe Rabbeinu, where he's in the level of Atah, the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu connects every single person and gives them the power to make the Mikdash. And we know the main thing is the action to actually make it. And by doing that, we will bring down the third base of Mikdash, which is actually built and it's ready on high. And we bring it down to this world, lower than 10 handbreadths, and we go together to the land of Israel and to Jerusalem, and to the Holy Mountain, and to the third base of Migdash, like the Rebbe so beautifully finishes off, as he finishes off most of the discourses, Bimheira V'Yameinu Mamish. It should happen very, very soon, in our days, literally. So here you have a beautiful Chassidic discourse about the Asuli Migdash. Every one of us have the power to make the Migdash within us, applies to men, women, children. We have the power to do. We have the power from Moshe Rabbeinu. And like the Rebbe finishes off, we'll make the Beis Hamikdash and we'll have the coming of Mashiach. And next class will be in Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.